Families are complicated, especially when their story spans several continents. For Emily Tan, whose parents met fleeing the Cambodian Civil War, she's still grappling with missing relatives and an estranged sibling. She told her family story to a Nashville poet as part of our podcast, Versify, starting with the war. Here's WPLN's Joshua Moore.
When the Khmer Rouge came to power, they forced the evacuation of all major urban areas. Emily's mom got split up from the rest of her family, and the odds of them ever reuniting were slim, because over the course of the war, more than a million Cambodians were killed. But Emily's family was fortunate.
Miraculously, she found her parents and her family. Out of seven children, she found everybody but two brothers. And currently, she's actually going to put up a post in Cambodia to see if they're still alive.
When Emily's mother escaped Cambodia, she was placed in a Vietnamese resettlement camp, which is where she met Emily's father. They got resettled to the U.S., put down roots in Nashville. They decided to open up a family restaurant.
Little mom and pop's Chinese restaurant in Green Hills. It was a family business.
Right around the time they retired, her father started losing his hearing. And the doctors discovered he had a 3-centimeter tumor just behind his left ear. The tumor turned out to be benign, but Emily says her parents still felt pressured to have it removed. And unfortunately, that decision came with some unintended consequences.
So he has trouble swallowing and eating, and since he's been a chef for all of his life, he can't enjoy food, and he's starting to lose his taste buds too.
Emily struggled to act as an intermediary between her parents and the doctors. And she says she couldn't help feeling frustrated and not having more help from her older brother.
He didn't really come to visit, and it felt like I was an only child.
Has he been in contact in the years since?
He has been in contact, but our relationship is very cold, very businessy, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Have you paid the bill? Like, it just feels like that one relative that you see once a year or so.
Mm-hmm.
But he's moved back, actually, and I don't know, it's something that I yearn for, to have like a bond with your big brother.
I'm just going to say up front, I'm thinking about how interesting it is that your mother is looking for her brothers and that you have one that's sort of very close, but you're still kind of trying to find each other.
Emily stepped away for Destiny to write a poem with her story. And a little over an hour later, they sat back down together for her to deliver it.
This is called Reconnaissance. I am a riddle of borders, continents, syllables. First China, then Phnom Penh, to the silent pastures where my father hardly heard the noise of war, to the refugee camps of Vietnam, their kingdom of tents, to these green hills where most of our dust has settled. Here, my father carved a living with his precise hands, slicing the inedible from the sweet, the bone from meat. And in my father's skull, a cluster of cells mushroomed into tumor, and my brother morphed from the child he was, born in flight, to a man prone to fleeing. We never know the true cost of salvation until the bill is paid and a man rises from the ether with trembling hands or a tasteless tongue. And the war is over, but the brothers are still missing. My mother emerged from the camps with a husband and son, two new loves, and two lost ones. Today, she's still looking for her mother's children. And though my brother has returned to this city, here I am, still searching for him across the hills, hoping to find the balance unpaid between us. The way I once watched a wavering moon follow the sun across Vietnam's evening sky, as the island dunes floated in the sea, like siblings reaching for each other across a horizon so red, even the dusk seems coated in their blood.
Thank you. That was beautiful, and it captured a lot of beauty and history.
Thank you for sharing. I really hope I did all of those narratives some justice.
That final image of the poem, of two siblings reaching for each other over a horizon, it seems like such a perfect metaphor for how Emily and her family have built a life together by acting in the face of shifting circumstances. Because ultimately, all we're ever really left with is the choice to reach out. From WPLN News, I'm Joshua Moore.
This was an excerpt from our Versify podcast in an episode called The Blood Tie. You can hear more about Emily Tan's experiences returning to Cambodia as an adult by listening to the full show at podcast.wpln.org.